A new era in Massachusetts elections began today with early voting offered for the first time. Zenaida Fernandez remembered waiting in a long line to vote in her first presidential election in 2008. So she said she was excited to be able to fill out her ballot for the 2016 election more than 2 weeks before Election Day.
And I'm excited to come place my vote, particularly in this election, so I can watch the rest of the news cycle and be like, I already did my job.
Fernandez voted Monday morning at Springfield City Hall at the beginning of the inaugural 11-day early voting period in Massachusetts from October 24th to November 4th. Louis Rosa, who works in downtown Springfield, came to City Hall to cast his ballot Monday and praised the convenience of voting early.
I'm actually very excited about the opportunity to be able to vote early.
After filling out his ballot at the Mayfair Community Center in Springfield, Alan Supernaut said the process for voting early was quick and simple.
I think it's a great thing, and I'm surprised it took them this long to get, you know, to do it, to be, because we're a pretty progressive state, to take that, well, they're doing it, and it's great. I do like it, yeah.
A 2014 law championed by election reform advocates authorized early voting in Massachusetts. The law requires all municipalities to have at least one voting location open during regular business hours. Many cities and towns are doing more than the minimum required. Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola said City Hall will be open for early voting until 6 p.m. this week and 7 p.m. next week. 10 sites, including senior centers and library branches, have been selected as early voting locations.
There's heavy foot traffic in those locations, and we also picked locations that are in all of the different wards in the city, especially the outlying wards like Indian Orchard, for example, or 16 Acres, where people will have difficulty coming down to City Hall. We picked evening hours that would allow people who work during the day to be able to vote at night.
And there will be early voting at City Hall on Saturday, October 29th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
So we're trying to do everything that we can to make it, you know, simpler and more inviting for people to come down to City Hall especially.
Oyola said the city has budgeted for additional staff and overtime pay to administer early voting this year, but she hopes the state will help with the costs in future election years.
Maybe going forward, they'll learn from this election that it's a burden that the cities and towns can't bear solely.
The state did supply Springfield and other municipalities with electronic poll books that are being used for the first time at the early voting sites to look up voter registrations. After early voting ends November 4th, the electronic records will be used to update the paper voting lists that are sent to each precinct to ensure people who have voted early cannot cast a second ballot on Election Day. The ballots filled out during early voting are sealed in envelopes and put in locked boxes. The ballots won't be counted until after the polls close November 8th. Early voting is not for everybody. Anne Marie Holt said she wants to wait until Election Day.
Something might pop up that might change my mind completely. And if I had voted early today, I would have, may have been sorry. So I'm going to give myself that extra time.
Massachusetts is now one of 34 states that, along with Washington, D.C., offers some form of early voting. It's estimated that a third of the people voting in this election will have cast a ballot before Election Day. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.